Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. U.S. soybean export inspections hit an all-time high last week as China and other global buyers raced to secure supplies from the U.S. harvest. USDA says 2.77 million tons of soybeans were inspected for export in the week ending October the 30th. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending November the 2nd. The numbers look like this. Corn harvested 65% versus 46% last week, and the five-year rolling average is 73%. In Illinois, 77% of the corn crop is harvested versus 59% last week, and the five-year rolling average is 78%. Soybeans harvested nationally 83% versus 70% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 83%. In Illinois, 83% of the soybean crop is in the bin versus 63% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 84%. Now let's go ahead and travel down to South America, where AgRural sees soybean planting 29% complete in Brazil, up from 16% last week, but well back from the 48% planted at the same time last year. Top producing state, Mato Grosso, is 35% complete for its plantings, up from 19% a week ago, but well below the 72% planted at the same stage last year. In Paraná, planting is 55% complete, slightly behind the 63% planted last year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 17,280. It's down 5 points. The NASDAQ, 4,150, down 7. The S&P 500 is 2,008, and it is down almost 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest will be relatively tranquil today, even though some showers will be working their way into some of the westernmost parts of the region for a little while. The precipitation will eventually increase to the point where there will be some significant precipitation occurring, but much of it will be in the lower parts of the region and will be confined to mostly Tuesday into Wednesday. The majority of that precipitation is expected to be focused on the area coming out of portions of southeastern Kansas and Missouri into southern Illinois and maybe some neighboring areas in the western portions of Kentucky. In that little corridor, we'll probably see rain totals that could run anywhere from around 3 to 8 tenths of an inch, and perhaps some local totals getting over an inch, but a lot of the heavier precipitation will stay outside of key Corn Belt country. We will expect the rest of the Midwest to see a few showers and a little bit of drizzle coming out of the frontal system that will work its way through the Midwest. Precipitation will be in the western parts of the Corn Belt here today. We'll look for a few hundreds of an inch, upwards to a couple tenths of an inch in a few spots. The precipitation will definitely be erratic today. Tomorrow it'll be a little bit more organized, occurring just shortly before dawn from portions of Missouri up into Wisconsin and Michigan, and we'll look for the precipitation to shift off to the east-southeast rather swiftly during the course of the day. We'll expect a secondary little disturbance to come into the region on Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday morning across the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. This system will have enough cool air with it that perhaps some snow will fall, but mostly in North Dakota and northern portions of Minnesota. The disturbance will move on through the Great Lakes region as we go into Thursday morning, and we'll see some light snow in those areas as well. Most of this accumulating snow will not likely be all that impressive, but perhaps dusting upwards to 2 or 3 inches will be possible, and most of that is going to be on the northern fringes of crop country. We'll anticipate yet another little disturbance to race across the region Friday into Saturday. This too will have some cold air behind it. We'll see some rain showers accompanying it, but this system is going to move fast enough that it probably won't leave behind much in the way of significant precipitation. The system will go ahead and exit out of the region as we move towards the end of the weekend, but yet another disturbance will likely come across the area as we move on into the first part of next week. The bottom line here is that there's obviously a succession of weather disturbances that will be moving across the Midwest to interfere with late season farming activity at times. It looks like the northern parts of the region will be more impacted than other areas. A little caution is certainly advised here as well. There's too much cold air in Canada during a big part of the weekend coming up and early part of next week, which suggests in the model data that perhaps the storm systems will take a more southerly track. I think that we'll see a correction in that a little later today when the models take away some of the cold intensity. In the meantime, our temperatures are expected to be rather mild across the region for a big part of this week. Highs today will be in the 50s and 60s across many areas. A few lower 70s may occur in Missouri or Kansas. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow to run mostly 50s and a few lower 60s again. And we'll expect to see the warmest weather abate for a little while with a cool air mass coming in from Thursday into Friday and Saturday. At that time, we'll see highs mostly 40s and 50s across the region with a few 30s in the far northwest. Our low temperatures at night are expected to run mostly 30s and 40s this week, although tomorrow morning we'll see quite a few areas in the 40s and perhaps near 50 degrees in the central parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, we'll cool down over the weekend into the upper 20s and 30s northwest and 30s in the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Join us November 24th for our first ever WILL Egg Farm Essex Conference at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. Our on-air analysts will be all there talking about corn, soybeans, and cash grain marketing. And we've lined up experts from the U of I College of ACES to take up farmland values, crop insurance, and the ARC-PLC decision. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at agrigold.com.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 591 and a quarter, down 6 1/4. Soft December, 530 and a half, down 7 3/4. December corn, 366 and a quarter, down 7 1/4. March, 378 3/4, down 7 1/4. July, 394 1/4, down 6 3/4. November soybeans, 10 11 1/4, down 17 1/2. January, 10 10 3/4, down 19. July, 10 25 1/4, down 17 3/4. December soybean meal, 366.50. Now 70, down $6. December soybean oil, 33.15, down 88. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Well, I guess we're looking at the market, and it is no turnaround Tuesday today.
No, it is not. We continue on down the negative way. Corn's down 7, beans down 18 in that January. After the big, huge move up that having everybody confused, we are rolling it back down.
So is this just a function of the market looking at a new month and going ahead and banking some profits, or are we seeing some harvesting hedge pressure even though we're past 50%, or pick something else?
I think it's realization that the crop is huge and that we don't have fund buying anymore. Funds were what drove it up, buying back their shorts and then actually going long, and they actually yesterday were selling.
So what do you make then of the early estimates out from Lynn Group and FC Stone, which actually puts the corn crop a little bit smaller?
Yeah, But it puts usage a little smaller, too, so the carryout's still huge on those things that came out yesterday. And it's expected the USDA will raise yields a little bit on the 10th. If there's not much bullishness in that report or bearishness, if there's no more bearishness in that report, we might go sideways and then start grinding. But after the big move up during heavy harvest, we're just taking part of that profit away.
What is your estimation then when we come back on Monday and look at USDA numbers at 11 o'clock?
Well, that's where we'll have to see what the numbers are. Nobody really knows. If they keep yields on beans up at 48.5, I think it'll be negative a little bit. On corn, you just don't know. There's a lot of it out there and a lot of piles.
Not going to change anything with the acreage, though, right? Isn't that the word we're getting?
That's the word, that the acreage should already have been changed.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a good one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 366 and a quarter, down 7.25. March, 378 and three quarters, down 7.25. July, 394, down 7. November soybeans, 10.10, down 18 and three quarters. January, 10.10 and a half, down three quarters, down 19. July, 10.25 and a quarter, down 17 and three quarters. December soybean meal, 366.20, down 6.50. December soybean oil, 33.13, down 90 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.